The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ has been proclaimed. Let us now hear his voice speaking to us and not that of the speaker. Lord God, quieten our hearts and minds to hear you. Amen. It is said that all good sermons have three points. Well, this one must be a beauty because it's got five. The title of this morning's sermon is Love Takes the Initiative. Our reading this morning begins and ends with deceit and the deliberate plan to murder Jesus. But in between, there is a beautiful story of love that was shown to him. As Jesus reclined at the table in a private home, a woman, Mary, came to him with a pint of pure nard that would have cost a whole year's salary. Others might be plotting his death, but she thought he was special. This morning I want us to look at how love behaves as we see it expressed by Mary and how our opinion of Jesus influences the blessings we receive. 1. Love takes the initiative. She came to him. The woman may have been moved by his ministry of love or by gratitude for a blessing she had received at his hands, or it may have been that she was overcome with the sheer integrity of his life, with the joy of finding someone who was real, not phony, who was giving and not manipulating people for his own selfish ends. Whatever it was, she was going to take the initiative to express her love for him. So let me ask, is there anyone that you should be reaching out to, but you're holding back? You're waiting for them to take the initiative to get things right. It may be a relative or friend. You think to yourself, when I see some evidence that they're sorry, when they have proved that they have changed, then and only then will I reach out to them. If you've got that sort of attitude, which comes naturally to us as humans, you need to repent of it. What if God had acted on those principles? He would have looked at the world in all its sin and said, "What a sinful mob. They don't deserve my beloved son Jesus to die for them. They haven't appreciated the world I gave them. They haven't appreciated the messengers I sent to them. I don't see any great change within them. So they can go to hell as far as I'm concerned." Literally. But he didn't think that. He said, "I will send my son to them. Even though I know that many of them won't be interested in him, even though some of them will hate him and want to kill him, even so, I love them enough to take the initiative to send my son to die for them." And he did. We are meant to love people, whether they deserve to be loved or not. His word says that it was while we were yet sinners that Christ died for us. God may be calling some of us to take the initiative in seeking to restore and enrich relationships, and by his help, to love the unlovable and the undeserving. 2. Love offers the best that one has. The woman could have thought, "I want to anoint his feet with perfume, so I'll just slip into the discount store, go low at Bethany, and get some cheap perfume to anoint Jesus." Or she could have thought, "I'll just put a little dab on his foot and keep the rest for another time." But there wasn't going to be another time. Within hours, he was going to be dead. She poured it all over his feet and then wiped them with her hair. There would be none held back. What a contrast to so much in the church through the ages. Support for mission in the form of second-hand tea bags, and I kid you not, or clothes for the mission field which are filthy and unusable. Support for Christian causes from small change in the pocket rather than committed giving. Not only has the church suffered because of it, but so has the world, because the church was unable to do the good it could have done. But love offers the best that one has, sacrificially and generously. 3, love makes the most of every opportunity. It must have been hard for Mary to do what she did. She risked ridicule and misunderstanding by her action. Men could have thought the worst of her morally and yet been secretly jealous that Jesus had been the recipient of such unashamed love. Women could have thought that she was downgrading the status of women by making such a pathetic display of pandering to a man publicly. And yet they could have been secretly jealous that they had never been free to be so uninhibited in showing love. She made the most of the opportunity. She wanted to anoint his feet with oil, and she did it now. In another week, it would have been too late. I've often come across very sad situations in visiting. People who have been bereaved, when they express deep regret for not doing something for the one who has died. I've heard so much regret in such situations that it alarms me that not even as Christians, we're not making the most of the opportunities we have to express our appreciation and love. The moments for expressing love, which were never taken up, are lost for eternity. In a previous parish, I did a funeral service for a young man aged 32. He died on the front lawn of his house at night from an asthma attack. He wasn't found till the next morning. Sometimes I use these words during a funeral service. Today is the time to say, I forgive you for the hurts you have caused me, and please forgive me the hurts I have caused you. At that point, a great scream went up in the front pew from the man's mother. She hadn't spoken to her son for 9 years, as I found out later. The moments for expressing love, which were never taken up, are lost for eternity. What marriages could have been enriched, what families could have been blessed for generations, if husbands and wives had really taken those opportunities to express their love for each other. Love makes the most of every opportunity. 4, love is never wasted. I want us to notice the different value placed on her action. Many there, perhaps including some of the disciples, said, "What a waste!" And they rebuked the woman publicly. The word that is used in Mark's account to describe their anger at the woman is used for snorting horses when they are fearful or angry. They were really very, very angry at Mary. But Judas Iscariot tried to be all spiritual about it, saying, "This perfume could have been sold and the money given to the poor," as he helped himself from the money box. They saw it all as a terrible waste. Deep down, what they were really thinking was, "What a waste. Jesus isn't worth it." But she thought he was. What did Jesus think? He rebuked those who had rebuked the woman. He told them that what she had done was not wasted. She said to Jesus by her action, "I love and appreciate you." Most others said, "It's a waste." But Jesus said, "It's a beautiful thing she has done for me." Not only was it beautiful, but it was also timely. The poor could benefit from help at any time, but he had only hours to live. Her opportunity to show love was not wasted. Love is never wasted. Sometimes we might hear the words uttered by a parent when a daughter marries someone whom they feel is inferior. "She threw herself away on him. What a waste of a talented girl." But not if there is genuine, mutual, self-giving love between the daughter and her husband. Love is a tremendous investment because it releases more love. God, you could say, gambled when he sent his son into the world. What if most people rejected him? Wouldn't that be an incredible waste of the life of his precious son? But God knew that love brings forth appreciation and love from some people. As the Apostle John wrote of the love of God, we love because he first loved us. It was his initiative in sending his Son into the world to die for sinners that made some respond in love to his love. Love gives in spite of not being appreciated because it can often bring forth love in the other person. It is never wasted. 5, love is eternal. Inside my wife Sylvia's wedding ring, the words, love is eternal, are engraved. That's what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 13. Love bears all things. Love never ends. And I've had a lot of things to bear over the last 51 years. Jesus saw Mary's action as being of eternal significance. He said that her action would be told throughout all generations of humankind in memory of her. Lots of important things have been done in human history, but most have faded from memory. But this action of Mary is recorded in God's eternal word. Here, someone took the initiative to express love, to give the best she had as she anointed Jesus. It's tragic to read that after this, that the disciple Judas went out to betray him. He was unmoved by what he saw. And my concern is that we may fail to take the initiative in showing love because we see it as a waste of time and effort. The great commandments given to us by Jesus are commandments to love. The first is to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And that's what Mary was doing. She had poured out love on God's servant Jesus. As Dr. Oswald Chambers, with deep spiritual insight, once wrote, "Have I ever produced in the heart of the Lord Jesus what Mary of Bethany produced?" The second is love our neighbours as ourselves. And again, Oswald Chambers comments, "When we are abandoned to God, he works through us all the time." The risen Jesus didn't say to Peter, "Peter, will you work for me?" Rather, he said, "Peter, do you love me?" When we receive the love of God in Christ so that we feel loved, it has to flow through us in loving service to those round about us. Healing and wholeness comes as we are freed to receive God's loving touch in our lives. It comes to us as we are freed to love others. God fills you with his love as you receive his Son and are filled with his Spirit. Let us pray. Loving God, who always takes the initiative in loving us, give us that same initiative to love others, whether we think they are deserving of our love or not. Give us that desire and strength to offer the best that we have. Give us the desire and strength to make the most of every opportunity to show love. And let us recognise that love is never wasted and that your love for us never ends. We pray this in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.